I'm here at IET Apple Exeter 2008, and I'm very lucky to be with Rose Senior. Rose is the author of the book The Experience of Language Teaching, and yesterday she had a presentation and discussion with Scott Thornbury entitled Becoming an Expert Teacher, From Me to Them to Us. Rose, in the discussion you talked about a class-centered framework. Could you quickly summarise what you mean by that?
Yes. A class-centered framework means that what experienced teachers do is they pay attention not only to how they're teaching, but how the class is feeling as a whole and how the class is developing as a group. And all the time they're very sensitive to classroom vibes and to working with the class as a group, taking it as a group rather than as a collection of individuals.
Okay. Within that, you talked about social dynamics and pedagogical dynamics. I was wondering, what's more difficult to, if you're pedagogically strong, is it easier to develop social dynamics? Or if you've got good social dynamics, is it easier to develop an astute pedagogical awareness?
I think sensitive teachers can quite easily go do it both ways round. Some teachers are trained and are very strong on the pedagogic side. They have a very good understanding of grammar, and it's just a question of developing confidence and letting go and realising that the relationship they develop with the class is very important. Likewise, teachers maybe who've been trained communicatively to set up communicative tasks, they also probably sometimes have to do quite a lot of work in actually improving their understanding of the language, because I think students want both. They want a teacher who knows their stuff, who is an expert in their field as a language teacher, but also they want somebody who can actually develop a relationship with them, both individually and with the class as a whole.
Okay, and you say an experienced teacher does both. They're strong pedagogically and socially. I find it interesting that you talk about experienced teachers instead of expert teachers. Could you just explain why that is?
Becoming experienced, I use this term because what seems to happen is that teachers get into teaching and then at some point, and it can be early in their careers or later on in their careers, it can be gradual, it can be sudden, teachers suddenly realise that when they get into their classroom behind closed doors, they know their class better than anybody else. And what experienced means is they are able to let go a little bit. All right, they have to maybe teach follow a strict syllabus, they have to follow a course book, but at the same time, inside that classroom, they're able to use little windows of opportunity to make their teaching exciting, and also to relate. When I say socially, I don't mean like a social party or something like that, but to develop rapport with their class, because I think rapport is very much related to relating to the group as a whole and helping the class as a whole move towards worthwhile learning goals.
Okay. I was very impressed with your respect for the role of humour, Rose. Could you talk a little bit about that, please?
Yes. I've gradually realised over the years more and more that a lot of teachers say, I could not teach without humour. It's part of who I am as a person, and it's part of my whole being. So humour has many, many different roles in the language classroom. Yes, you know, we can see books which say how you can teach, how the teaching materials, you know, you can have stories with funny endings or jokes, and those can be part of the teaching materials. But I see teachers as using humour in a very broad number of ways. For example, they might use humour in the beginning of a new course, maybe when you've got a lot of new students who are nervous about learning the language. The teacher sets the tone through an example, showing that it's okay to make mistakes. They might even make some little slip themselves and laugh and show that it's all right. It's okay to make sense. Make mistakes, but also teachers use humour in a variety of other ways. For example, if they're trying to pull a student gently into line, they might use humour. just with a twinkle in their eye and make a little jokey aside. So there are many, many different roles of humour within the language classroom.
So it can put students at ease, basically.
Oh, absolutely.
And you believe students learn better when they're feeling at ease and comfortable.
Yes, absolutely. And students will say this themselves, that it's important for them. It doesn't mean just relaxed and having fun. I mean, learning takes effort. Mm-hmm. But if they feel that they're inside a language classroom in which there is a positive, supportive whole group atmosphere in which humour, and I'd have to say it's laughing with, not laughing at, because you can have very negative humour, and that kind of humour the teacher must stamp on.
Yes, absolutely.
And some teachers will actually go in and they will actually say, this is particularly maybe in high schools where students can get a bit nasty towards each other.
Yeah.
Sometimes teachers will actually say, in this class it is fine to use humour, but it must be supportive humour, laughing with, not laughing at.